All right, folks, this is a special addendum to today's situation update. Mike Adams here. Some additional information has become available that makes it very clear exactly how this vaccine mandate strike force team assault on America is going to take place, and some details about the timeline of it. So White House spokesperson Jen Psaki had a slip, and she was answering a question about these door-to-door teams, and she referred to them as strike forces. So strike forces, you know, a strike force team, this is, in military terminology, this is an assault team that's using kinetic weapons to carry out the destruction of the intended target. In other words, these are going to be door-to-door executions of vaccine, you know, anti-vaxxers or people who are deemed to be terrorists because they won't get a vaccine or they own a firearm or they speak out against the totalitarian regime or what have you. So Jen Psaki just let the cat out of the bag. She said they're strike forces. What that tells me is that she's been in meetings with fake President Biden and probably military members. She's been in meetings and they're referring to these teams as strike force teams. And again, this is going to be military against the American people. They're coming to your door. And their intention is to kill you. And the second thing is that CNN then came out yesterday with a very strongly worded op-ed that said that Biden must make the vaccines mandatory and that individual rights have to be set aside for the good or the greater good of the community. So they're not even, by the way, CNN is a CIA front, and what they do is they push a narrative to create a justification for the White House to take some action or for big tech to deplatform somebody, for example. When CNN is pushing this, that means that there's already a plan in place to have Biden act on this, probably with an executive order, perhaps followed by Congress attempting to pass a law to make this mandatory vaccine the law of the land. And in effect, criminalizing those who say no to vaccines. Now, you may recall that I publicly predicted all of this in the spectrum. You know, the criminalization of anti-vaxxers is, I think that was step four or part of step five. And phase five of this is the military coming to your door and forcing you to be vaccinated or shooting you, executing you on sight. So now it's clear, Jen Psaki has essentially confirmed that that's what's happening. Now the way, the timeline of how this is going to shape up, this is going to be overlaid with an executive order or some kind of emergency order for gun confiscation nationwide. And that's going to follow a false flag attack, something like the Christchurch attack in New Zealand, that will be used to justify gun confiscation because they need to be able to have an excuse to shoot people on sight if they come to the door in a self-defense posture with a firearm. And they will then deem anybody with a firearm to be a terrorist, and they will say that they killed a terrorist. And that's what the media narrative will be. So this is also going to coincide in terms of timing with the FDA granting full approval to one or more of the COVID vaccines that's currently available in the United States under emergency authorization. So this full approval has been expected. They expect it in a September-October timeframe. And you've seen stories about the military planning to push mandatory vaccinations on members of the military once the FDA grants full authorization or full approval. The FDA will absolutely do this no matter how many people have been killed or injured by these vaccines, because the FDA is, of course, on board with the agenda to mass murder as many people as possible in the United States using the vaccine or using government strike force teams engaging in mass executions, door-to-door mass killings. So this is a vaccine holocaust. It's going to be combined with gun control. And the timeline is all rolling out over the next several months. It's all going to happen this calendar year in 2021. So expect to see false flags, you know, mass shootings. Expect to see gun control. expect to see FDA approval of the vaccine, followed by mandatory vaccine executive orders or other orders. Perhaps the CDC will get involved and they will then start kidnapping people who are vaccine hesitant people, you know, anti-vaxxers. They will just start kidnapping those people under CDC rules, and they will start putting those people into COVID concentration camps for mass executions. Recall that FEMA personnel, many of whom are armed, by the way, FEMA personnel are part of the strike force teams that are going to go door to door across America. So the reason FEMA is there is so they can engage in medical kidnappings and take people into the FEMA concentration camps and carry out the mass executions away from the video cameras of neighbors. They don't want to actually execute people right there on their front porch because that might be captured on video. They want to take people away and claim, oh, we're taking them for medical treatment, but actually they're taking them away to be mass executed, which is something that China did, by the way, in the early days, right around January of 2020 or December of 2019. They were mass executing people and burning some of them alive in the portable ovens, the container size ovens. Remember that? When they first had the lockdowns, they would take even political dissidents and they would say, oh, you have COVID. And they would zip them up in a body bag and throw them alive into the ovens. And this all came out from leaks from the Chinese Communist Party, leaks that were obtained by the Epoch Times and other groups that leaked that information. But that you may have forgotten that because so many horrors have happened since then, but they were burning Chinese dissidents alive and calling it COVID cremation. So this is the same kind of thing that's going to happen with FEMA camps in the United States. So if they don't like you, if you're a political dissident, they will just come to your residence and they will say, oh, you have COVID or you're not vaccinated. You have to get vaccinated. And if you attempt to defend yourself with a firearm, they will execute you on site. Or they will, if they can, they will kidnap you, put you in handcuffs, take you to a FEMA camp and mass murder you there. So the CNN is part of the mass murder. The CDC, the FDA is part of this. The Biden administration, of course. This is all an insidious war against humanity being carried out in the name of COVID. But the idea is to achieve mass extermination, depopulation, and the executions of political dissidents in the United States. So this is all going to happen again over the next few months. They have declared war against the American people. Oh, I forgot to mention, they're also going to release other biological weapons as part of this, just like they did in Disneyland to push vaccine mandates in California a few years ago. They're going to release more variants, more bioweapons across America so they can then invoke the mass hysteria of the media to say, oh my God, look, variants are dangerous. Therefore, we have to have vaccine mandates. Therefore, people who say no to vaccines are a threat to national security. Those are the phrases that you're going to hear. You're also going to see, of course, increased mass censorship during all of this. They'll try to take down all the websites like mine, of course, that are warning people about this. They are going all out. Again, this is an all-out war against the American people. This is unrestricted warfare. And it's completely lawless. It's a new holocaust. It's a global extermination holocaust against humanity. And you are watching it unfold. It's now all confirmed by Jen Psaki herself, the White House spokesperson, as well as other people like Biden's health secretary that doubled down and said, yeah, we have the right to go door to door and determine and keep lists of who's not vaccinated and so on. He's said all that. What's his name? Becerra, something like that. So this is what they're doing. It's all real. It's all happening right now. And if you're not in a red state, you will likely be targeted by these strike force teams that Jen Psaki talks about. Fortunately, the red states are saying, no, we won't allow this in our states. But in the blue states and the blue cities, they're all for it. They're all about mass extermination. So spread the word. People need to be aware of that this is all happening. This is all very real. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, wishing you the best in surviving the total assault on humanity that has now begun. Thank you for listening.